This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
To restore America, to restore honor, we've got to start at the beginning and look at the patterns. When people came together of different faiths in the Spirit of God, and the first thing they did was prayed together.
Lord God, Sovereign Almighty, we once again say, may you, God, bless America. May we be one nation under God's. In Christ's name, amen.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed.
Just a little audio from Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor rally that was held this weekend in Washington, D.C. on the Mall. Very well attended. It had some big names up there on the dais, including Glenn Beck himself and Sarah Palin. Did you watch this rally? Maybe you even attended this rally, Restoring Honor. And if you did watch it, did anything about it concern you? It seemed to be a cross between religious rally slash revival and a call for patriotism. Glenn Beck has said recently that it wasn't a blatantly political rally, that is, not calling for one party or another. But what did you make of the Restoring Honor rally held by Glenn Beck? Are you concerned that it was led by a professed Mormon? It's audio open lines on this Tuesday afternoon, August the 31st. Our call-in number, I want to hear from you on Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor rally in Washington, D.C. Your questions, your comments, your reactions, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. You can email us with your thoughts and comments right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your reactions there to Glenn Beck and his rally held in Washington. They're saying about 300,000 people were there, and they seemed very enthusiastic for the message. What about you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or find our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. While we wait for your phone calls and email, let's listen to an interview from National Public Radio with Richard Land, who had some thoughts and was asked some questions about Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor rally.
Glenn Beck's big Washington rally over the weekend was many things. It was a benefit for the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. It was widely described as a Tea Party event, and it turned out to be, as much as anything, a call to faith, a religious rally.
Something that is beyond man is happening. America today begins to turn back to God.
What should we make of this latest mix of religion and politics? We're going to ask one of the guests at the Lincoln Memorial on Saturday what he thinks. Dr. Richard Land has been president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission since 1988. He's considered one of the country's most influential evangelical Christians. Welcome to the program, Dr. Land.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Let me ask you about that rally. A very partisan political figure, a man who's accused President Obama of being a racist, then questioned his Christianity, holds a big rally with, among others, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Is the message here that God wants the Republicans to win in November?
Well, that certainly would not be the message you got from the rally. The rally did almost everything it could to not be political and to be as ecumenical as possible. We had rabbis praying. We had Catholic priests praying. We had Muslim imams praying and participating. We had Protestant Christians. And he kept saying over and over again, this is not a political event, and politics is not the answer. The answer is spiritual renewal and rebuilding a civil society. One person, one family, one church, mosque, synagogue, temple, and one community at a time.
So what did you make of Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor rally? Was it a religious revival? Was it a political rally? Not blatantly political? Was it a mix, as it was characterized there by Robert Siegel, a mix of religion and politics? I want to hear from you. It's Audio Open Lines. We're hearing an interview on National Public Radio with Dr. Richard Land on Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor rally, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page and leave your reaction there, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Are you concerned about what Glenn Beck has said, for example, on Fox News Sunday yesterday, more pointedly than from the podium on Saturday, that Americans do not recognize President Obama's brand of Christianity? And you share that belief, by the way.
I recognize it. To me, he's a very typical mainline liberal Protestant Christian. I know lots of people like the president and who have been deeply influenced by liberation theology. I think liberation theology is wrong. I reject collective salvation as an oxymoron.
And Mr. Beck's assertion that most Americans wouldn't recognize the kind of Christianity that President Obama practices, obviously you would disagree with. You say we know what that is.
Well, I do. I do know what it is, and I disagree with it. But, you know, it's a free country, and that's one reason we have freedom of religion. There were lots of differences of religion that were present at that rally. I mean, you know, you had Jewish rabbis, and as you can imagine, I would have some differences of opinion with Jewish rabbis and with Muslims and with Catholics. We were all there together talking about the fact that we believe that America needs a return to a greater faith in God, that this country's in trouble, and it's in trouble in a very basic level, and it's going to have to be rebuilt at a very basic level, politics is not the answer.
Glenn Beck is a Mormon. Is that brand of Christianity as distant or more so from yours than the National Council of Churches mainline Protestantism?
Probably more so.
More so.
And look, Glenn knows this. He said, look, I'm a Mormon. Most Christians don't think that I'm a Christian. And so, you know, I'll quote the Pope when he's talking about liberation theology. I do not think Mormonism is an orthodox Christian faith with a small O. I think perhaps the most charitable way for an evangelical Christian to look at Mormonism is to look at Mormonism as the fourth Abrahamic faith.
Not a Christian faith.
Not a Christian faith.
All right. Does it strike you as odd that Glenn Beck would question President Obama's Christianity when, by his own profession and by kind of the objective standard of Christian orthodoxy, Glenn Beck is actually farther in his beliefs from orthodox Christianity than the president may be, even given the assumption the president may buy in hook, line, and sinker into liberation theology? Does that strike you as a bit strange? And you did have rabbis and imams and Christians and Mormons praying together all on the same stage. He didn't say praying one at a time. He said, we're going to pray together, people of different faiths praying together. And he said that was the first step in restoring America. Did that concern you at all? 1-877-623-6943. It's Audio Open Lines. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, August the 31st. If you watched the Glenn Beck rally over the weekend, if you've seen bits of it, followed the news coverage, I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Do you think it should have happened that way, that Christians and non-Christians pray together? Even if what they say they're doing is non-political, but it's not a religious rally, should they be praying together? As Glenn Beck says, we must if we're going to restore America. There is that it was certainly ecumenical, in as ecumenical a sense as you can get it. It wasn't just intra-Christian, it was intra-religious. Mormons, Jews, Muslims, Christians of various stripes, all praying together at the rally. Does it concern you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page. Leave your thoughts and comments there, facebook.com/issuesetc.
There's a refrain that we should turn back, that the country has to restore something. In a political context, it's often take our country back. Where do you, apart from a prophetic strain, which always seems society wrong, sinful, and in the wrong hands, when was the country lost, in your view? When did everybody turn away?
Well, you would get different answers from different people.
What's your answer?
My answer would be the 60s, that the nation took a wrong turn in the 60s. There were some good things that happened in the 60s, but a lot of bad things happened in the 60s. And I certainly don't agree with the ethos of the sexual revolution and the moral relativism that came with it and the divorce that came with it and the illegitimacy that came with it. I think that a country where we've gone from 5% of our children being born out of wedlock to 41% of our children being born out of wedlock is a society that's taken a wrong turn.
The wrong turn you're talking about is something that's been going on for much longer, and you would see it as much deeper and more profound, I think, than Barack Obama's election in 2008.
Of course. Look, if you attended that rally, if you watched it, this was not about Barack Obama. This is about a deep concern of tens of millions of Americans that the country has taken a fundamentally wrong turn and is headed in the wrong direction.
Well, Dr. Land, thank you very much for talking with us today. It's Dr. Richard Land, spoke to us from Nashville. He's president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission.
All right, the last 10 minutes of this hour are dedicated to your thoughts on Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor Rally. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, the 31st of August. Was it a mix of religion and politics? Were you comfortable with that mix if it was? Was it a religious rally? It was blatantly ecumenical, people of all religions praying together. Are you concerned that it was led by a professed Mormon? Professed Mormon who's recently called into question the president's Christianity, even though Mormonism is farther from Orthodox Christianity than the president's. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your phone calls, your comments after this.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Catechesis, God's way of teaching faith in Christ and love to the neighbor. The Concordia Catechetical Academy is dedicated to promoting Luther's small catechism and faithful Lutheran catechesis around the world. We are the publisher of the Lutheran Catechesis Series, catechetical materials for use with adults and children, in congregations and on the mission field, in families and in schools. Visit our website at peacesussex.org.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. Issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
And I was on the plane, and I'll never forget, sitting next to my wife, I looked up at the top of that airplane, and I said, "Lord, we don't have anything else left. We don't have anything else left. It's up to you now." My response was,
We'll stand where the Lord wants us to stand, and He'll provide the people if it's what's supposed to happen.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Audio Open Lines. A little bit from Glenn Beck and his Restore Honor rally this weekend. If you would have just been walking by and listened to big parts of that rally, you would have thought it was some kind of a religious rally. If you would have walked by a few minutes later, you might have thought it was just a kind of generic rally for American patriotism. I want your thoughts, your reaction. Was it a mix of religion and politics? What did you make of all the religions praying together, explicitly being called for by Glenn Beck, the Mormon leader of this rally, to pray together? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit the Facebook fan page for Issues Etc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Cindy is calling from St. Louis. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. My question to you would be, if you're going to be praying with imams and some maybe Mormons and then some rabbis, what exact God would you be praying to?
It's a great question. I mean, if you're praying together, the assumption seemed to be, I don't think it was ever explicitly stated this way by any of the participants or Glenn Beck, but the assumption seemed to be that it really didn't make any difference what your religion was. If you were praying to a God, it was the God, and it was all kind of ending up, all roads lead to God. They all end up in the same place. And, I mean, he did call for people of different faiths praying together. And one would assume that doesn't mean he prays to his God, I pray to my God. The God that they talked about wasn't a multiplicity of gods. At times during the prayers and the songs, it was pretty clear that it was the triune God of Christianity and revealed through Jesus Christ alone. That's what the songs seem to reflect, something that the Mormon faith, for one, not to mention the Jewish faith and the Muslim faith, all represented up there, explicitly reject. It's very odd. Kevin, via Facebook in Florida, says, thank you for Dr. Land so clearly expressing his thoughts about the faith of President Obama and about Glenn Beck's Mormonism, where so many people will think he was attacking their beliefs. He simply said he disagreed with them. The remaining question about the rally is, just what are the clergy from these different faiths in agreement about? I think you're quite right. Are they muddying the waters about which God they are talking about or talking to? Or are they simply calling for a higher standard in civic righteousness with no particular statement about God at all? I haven't sorted this out yet, and neither have I. I was listening to the songs and the prayers, and it sounded for all the world like a Christian religious rally, but it was being led by a Mormon and participated in by people of non-Christian faiths outside of Christianity and Mormonism. LL in New York says, for those who think that Christians are using Beck and using Mormons and using politics to benefit Christianity, I would suggest that it is much more the reverse. The pastors of this country should be more focused on the fact that most of their parishioners don't believe that Jesus is the only way of salvation and less concerned with standing on stage with Glenn Beck so that they can be relevant and important and adored. I see Mormonism and conservative libertarian politics and Glenn Beck all on the rise. I see American Christianity on the decline. That's LL in New York. Thank you for your comments and for listening in New York. The question raised is, you've got the Christians up there praying to the triune God. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. You have Glenn Beck praying to the God of Mormonism, which, if he's a thoroughgoing Mormon, is someone who used to be a man, then became a God, and is only one among a multiplicity, an infinite regression of men become gods, as Glenn Beck, if he's a thoroughgoing Mormon, hopes to one day become himself. Then the Muslim is praying to Allah, and the Jew is praying to, well, they would say, the true God who is not revealed in Jesus Christ. Does God hear the prayers of non-Christians? He certainly knows that there's sound being made. Does he hear so as to answer? The answer in Scripture is quite clear, that the only way to approach the Father, the true God, is through his Son, the God-man Jesus Christ. And that when Jesus commands us to pray in Jesus' name, as some did and some didn't at Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor rally, when Jesus commands us to pray in his name, he is saying this is how one gains access to the only true God, only through me. So some were praying to the true God, some weren't, and yet they all said they were praying together. Mary in Southern Illinois says, praying together with all faiths grieved me. We are not praying to the same God. Christians believe in the Trinity. Mormons don't. Jews don't. Muslims don't. Collective salvation. Jesus didn't die for groups. He died for me, for you. Nothing wrong with being patriotic as long as it doesn't cause us to compromise the gospel and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Maybe a former Mormon, now a Christian, should meet with Glenn. We should pray for Glenn, says Mary in Southern Illinois. Thank you very much for your comment. Louise in Milwaukee says, I like Glenn Beck, but now he's gone right over the edge. Sad that so few Christians have any discernment about what he is preaching. For those who, like Rick Warren, Joel Osteen, etc., all the false prophets of our day, I lived in Idaho for a short time, which I loved, but totally controlled by Mormons. We moved to Missouri and had Mormon neighbors across the alley for 15 years. Good people, but very few know what they really believe. They had a Book of Mormon room in their house where they read the book and taught their many children Mormon doctrine. Christians should be so dedicated to teaching God's word. Maybe they wouldn't be so deceived by every whim or new teaching such as the emergent stuff. It always goes back to the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? P.S. Thanks to Issues, etc. for all I've learned regarding the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, cults, and doctrine, etc. over the last 25 years. Thank you very much. Peter, and let's go to Mary in St. Louis. She's waiting on the line. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What's your thought here?
Well, he had an event Friday evening called Divine Destiny, where he had Gloria Copeland. There were many. There was a rabbi who spoke, and some other guests. And Pastor Hagee, I believe, is his name that spoke, prayed at the end. And his closing prayer did not mention Jesus. My concern about Friday evening's Divine Destiny was, it appeared to be a collective that. It's a watering down of the Christian's true faith, like everyone can come together, because there's so many Christians that don't understand, I don't think, that we're not praying to the same God. Many of them don't believe in the Trinity. Many believe they are gods themselves. And so that was the thing that bothered me. It almost seemed like it was a collective. And so I just wanted to comment on that. There's nothing wrong with being patriotic as long as it doesn't cause us to compromise our faith in Jesus Christ.
Well, Mary, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Gail in St. Charles, Missouri says this, has anyone told Glenn Beck that being a Mormon and a Christian are not the same thing? I like him a lot, but I don't think we want a Mormon speaking for the Christian world. I have nothing against him or Mitt Romney when it comes to politics. I think Mitt would be a good leader, but I don't want him to be the Christian voice. I think we need to be careful of who we listen to in that area. I would love a president, though, that had a brain and good moral agenda. That's Gail in St. Charles, Missouri. Thank you, Gail. Brett in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania says, has anyone told... Oh, no, that's a misprint there. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. We shouldn't pray with other religions since their gods are not our Trinitarian God. We can join together with other religions and fight for the right to life, but not pray to the same God. Peter in New York City says this, Glenn Beck's 828 rally, the restoration of the Black Robe Brigade and such classic American civil religion that was lit in the First Awakening and stoked hot in the Second Awakening. One of the key concepts of the American civil religion is a generic God with a lowest common denominator, Christianity. Quite right, Peter. And Brett in Pennsylvania says, Dr. Land says the rally was not a political rally, and that Beck knows and admits he isn't a Christian. So what is he trying to gain by courting favor and partnering with evangelical Christians and people of other religions, all holding mutually exclusive beliefs at a spiritual renewal rally in our nation's capital in front of a monument to an American president, and vice versa? This is just disguised politics and American civil religion at its finest. Thank you, Brett, and thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. Look, there's nothing wrong with cooperating, as we would say, cooperating in externals with people of all different beliefs, of no beliefs, to protect the unborn, to see to it that we have good laws. You know, we do this when we go and we vote. We vote irrespective of our religious beliefs. We're cooperating in externals. Christians living out their right vocation as citizens, cooperating in externals. But when it comes to the doctrines of the Christian faith, there can be no compromise, regardless of how pressing the needs of the country may be. And who you invoke in prayer matters. You say, well, the Christians up there were praying in Jesus' name, good enough for me. But they were explicitly praying with people who do not recognize Jesus as Savior, or may recognize Jesus as something other than Savior in the case of Mormonism. They say, well, the country is in trouble. No matter how much the country is in trouble, we do not compromise on the issue of Jesus Christ and the triune God. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.